Well, what did you do?
Well, I walked away.
Were you a coward?
No, I just didn't want to fight him.
Well, as we've heard this morning from Dr. Wenthe, we can live in two very different narratives. My son had to face that choice. He didn't know it, but he chose a narrative. And that's what Paul says he did too. The narrative of God was the forming, the determinative, and the configurating power of his own ministry and ministerial self. When Paul went to Corinth, he's saying, I didn't just talk about Christ the crucified. I certainly did that, because just a few verses earlier he says, I preach nothing but Christ crucified, the power and the wisdom of God. And every good Christian listener to those words knew what he was saying. It was Christ the crucified, who was the creator of all things. That is to say, crucified Christ is the creator, the wisdom of God, that orders things according to God's real purpose. The crucifixion, as it were, implanted in the very web and woof of the created order so that it serves one another for the benefit of the other. Maybe it wasn't so strange then for those early dads of ours, way back when, to think that they saw the imprint of the cross in such things as a mother hen shielding her chicks, or the bird, especially the egret, ripping over her breast so her young can feed. Not such a strange idea when we take seriously Paul's words that the crucified one is the wisdom and the power of God. The very purpose for which we live and have our being is simply to love out of pure grace for our neighbor's sake. And so he didn't just talk about it, you see, because the crucified Christ is not subject matter, but wisdom and power. He was amongst them also in his enfleshed message, as the enfleshed message, weak. I determined to know nothing amongst you but Christ the crucified, and so I was amongst you as one weak, and in much fear and trembling. Do you hear the passion story? The Garden of Gethsemane, in Paul's rendering of his own ministerial activity? And my speech and my message were not implausible speech of wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The fact that God's wisdom is not the contemplative wisdom of the Greek, nor the wisdom of the philosopher, but the concrete substance of an act, the nailedness to the cross for us. God's wisdom and power can be spoken in simple words, such as,
I forgive you your sin. Take and eat. Take and drink. And go in peace. Because it has its own integrity as an act of God and its own internal substance that does not change, we can speak of it simply. And those simple words are the divine, plausible speech of the heavenly wisdom. I've always remarked, well, I say always, whenever it comes to mind, to my early church students or perhaps other classes, what a remarkable thing it was one Sunday morning. Hope you don't mind if I refer to my son again. He just seems to me some of the best object lessons. When I looked down at him, he was about 5. And all he was doing was reciting with me the Nicene Creed. And I thought to myself, what an incredible fact that this 5-year-old boy was speaking the high theology of the First Ecumenical Council. It's true, you know. Athanasius did not transcend John Andrew's speech that Sunday. In fact, Athanasius spent his whole life to preach and to clarify what my son said. That's what happens when the plausible speech of the wisdom and the power of God given in baptism forms our speech and what we have to say and what we have to do. Christ the crucified. Not just what we talk about, but what we are bound to. And then because he is the power and the wisdom of God, what we in him become. So it's not accidental that Paul, as is his wont, ends this little passage as so many others, that your faith may not rest, have its ground and foundation in any wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So I often say, we don't have much to talk about as ministers. Just one thing. Christ the crucified. But come to think about it, if you talk of him truly, you're talking about everything. And you're doing all things. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.